हरे कृष्णा। लॉन्गिंग इज द टेस्ट ऑफ टेस्ट। व्हेन वी हैव टेस्ट फॉर समथिंग देन वी नेचुरली लॉन्ग फॉर इट। इफ समबडी लव्स क्रिकेट देन दे लॉन्ग टू वॉच द क्रिकेट मैच। दे टॉक अबाउट इट व्हेन इट इज नॉट गोइंग ऑन। दे डिस्कस इट एनिमेटेडली व्हेन इट इज गोइंग ऑन एंड दे लुक फॉरवर्ड टू इट। दे लॉन्ग फॉर इट एंड दिस इन दैट सेंस is that the longing is the test of taste, whether taste is really present or not. If for something, we can know by how much they long, how much a particular person longs for that thing. And this taste test can be applied in spiritual life also. We see that Arjuna, after hearing the Bhagavad Gita, especially its four verse essence, Chatushloki, from 10.8 to 11, when he speaks further, he has heard about how in 10.9 he has heard about how great devotees delight continuously in discussing Krishna's glories. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta shumam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. They delight in discussing, enlightening each other about Krishna's glories. And then immediately Arjuna also demonstrates similar taste when he says in 10.18, Vistareṇātmano yogam vibhūtim ca janārdana bhūya kathayatruptirhi śrunvato nāsti me amrutam. So Vistareṇātmano yogam, Vistareṇ, in detail speak O Krishna, Vistareṇātmano yogam vibhūtim ca janārdana, speak about your vibhūtis O janārdana, bhūya kathayatruptirhi. Speak again and again because I am not satisfied. Shunvato nasti me amritam. I am not satiated. I am not tired. I want to hear more and more. This is amrita. This is nectar. This eagerness to hear about Krishna more and more, that demonstrates Arjuna's taste. And thus he, by his very eagerness to hear in the middle of a battlefield, that demonstrates his having passed the taste test. Now, when we want to seek advanced devotees, we can look at those who have a great taste for hearing about Krishna. And when there is taste for hearing about Krishna, the taste for other things decreases and disappears, because we realize Krishna is so joyful. Krishna is supremely pure, supremely relishable. Why should I crave for other things? And thus we become purified. Now, moving forwards, taste is not just a feeling that some of us have and some of us don't. It may be like that, but taste is also something that can be cultivated. Suppose, say, we had in our childhood gone for vacations to maybe some grandparents or some relative's home, and you know, it was a rustic setting with gardens and forests and lakes, and say we had a very enjoyable time over there. But as we grew up in the rustle bustle of life, as we moved ahead, we forgot much of those sweet memories. But if we consciously try to recollect those memories, meditate on those experiences and associate especially those with those who can enrich and enhance those memories, then we will be able to actually move forward and feel a longing for that place once again. The same principle applies in our spiritual life also. When we practice bhakti, we do intermittently get some special spiritual experiences. When we feel deeply spiritually touched, moved, absorbed by the practice of bhakti. So, sometimes we feel great absorption, great purification, some divine presence in some kirtans, while reading, hearing some class, while taking some darshan, while contemplating some scriptural insight. And that, these are moments when we are experiencing Krishna. And sometimes in the rustle bustle of life, these moments go to the background. But we need to consciously cultivate those moments. You know, consciously bring them to the foreground and recollect them, meditate on them, relish them. And thus, we will feel inspired, we will feel energized, we will feel animated to move forwards in our bhakti practice. Because we will realize that, yes, I also have experienced Krishna. and the experience is so relishable. I want to experience it again. And especially if we associate with other devotees who have a longing for Krishna and who have also had experienced Krishna in similar ways, and we share those mutual experiences of Krishna, then our conviction to seek more of such spiritual experiences, to awaken our own longing for Krishna, will become stronger. We'll practice bhakti more diligently, and sadhana bhakti with conscious cultivation of remembrance of Krishna will awaken our longing to, and thus we will also pass the taste test and we will march towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.